New data from the federal government reveals more information about the Paycheck Protection Program, including some of the loan recipients. Since creating the program to keep workers on payrolls during the pandemic, the government has loaned out more than $500 billion nationwide. Recipients don't have to pay the money back if they spend a majority of it on payroll. The new data show $1.7 billion in loans to more than 22,000 South Dakota recipients. The loans average $74,000. They cover 182,000 jobs. The Small Business Administration oversees the program. Jamie Wood is the SBA's district director in Sioux Falls.
I sure am heartened by the fact that these businesses found value in PPP, and it really provided the lifeline for them.
The program targets small businesses with fewer than 500 workers, but there are exceptions. An example is the Dakota Provisions Turkey Plant in Huron. It has a loan of more than $2 million, even though it claims a workforce of 1,000.
They are still considered small, so there were some provisions written in for those into PPP, and they were clarified provisions that were written in, you know, over time. You know, we were really glad that some of these plants were able to leverage PPP.
The loans are in 430 South Dakota towns and cities. The industries with the most loans are cattle ranchers and farmers, corn farmers, churches and other religious organizations, full-service restaurants, other grain farmers, and beauty salons. The loans range from a couple hundred bucks to more than $2 million. They are serviced by 373 banks. Dakota Bank has the most loans, with more than 1,500. Most loan recipients do not disclose their race. Among those who do, 95% are white. Asians, Hispanics, Native Americans, and African Americans each number less than 100. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.